你好。早安。Kenapa why I speak in Mandarin this morning? Kerana saya baru pulang from China. Saya pergi tempat ni nama dia Changjiajie. Tujuh hari, satu minggu. And then tiga hari pergi sungai Yangtze River. Sungai, ada cruise. I tell you, everything, semua all in Mandarin. Dia punya commentary Mandarin, cing cong cing cong cing cong 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 cong, angka satu pun tak reti. Terima kasih Tuhan, ada isteri saya, dia ada Mandarin, boleh sikit lah, sikit lah. But not very good, but boleh lah. But I tell you, I totally don't understand. Huh? So I regret lah, sekarang saya ada, I regret lah. Bila dulu saya young lah, ada Mandarin class, saya, I don't attend. But my father said, you go. So I went class lah. So satu tahun, primary one, I learn Mandarin. I learn Mandarin, saya punya Mandarin, I was the outstanding student. Kenapa outstanding student? Selalu diri di belak- di luar. I stand outside. Ling Lao says, things here, kosong. Everything kosong. So I was the student. Lao Se, guru masuk saya, saya keluar luar. Saya diri di sana. Sampai satu tahun, fail everything. Nangis. I tell my dad, I don't want to learn Mandarin. Then my father said, okay lah. Do satu tahun, I try you tak boleh. Then you will learn Malay. So, I regret. Betul, sekarang I really regret. China is so big, so many things. Tapi a lot of things saya tak reti lah. I regret lah. So, empat anak saya, dua-dua, anak perempuan dan lelaki saya semua ada dia punya Chinese lah. Dia punya Chinese, higher Chinese. So sometimes they score me in Chinese also, I don't know. I say, terima kasih, but I don't know what they say. So wonderful. Anyway, China ada tukar banyak. A lot of things have changed in China. And I must say, banyak modern sekarang. Sangat modern. Tapi dia punya toilet sama lah. Dia punya toilet, dia masuk, dia berpingsan. But I really regret lah. Betul, saya tak. I should learn Mandarin lah. Anyway, selamat pagi semua. And good morning everyone. And message saya today is taken from the book of Proverbs, Amsal. Proverbs chapter 30, ayat 7 sampai 9. And saya punya message title hari ini ni, apakah dua perkara yang perlu diminta kepada Tuhan sebagai seorang Kristian? Kalau kita seorang Kristian, apa dua perkara yang perlu kita mesti minta from God, from Tuhan? What are two things? I know we want many things lah. We say everything perlu, everything is important. But what are two things that we should ask of God? And this is the message taken from, as I say, Amsal from Proverbs chapter 30, verse 7-9. And in the whole book of Proverbs, ada 31 chapter. There's only one prayer. Baru satu doa saja. There's only one prayer in the book of Proverbs. And the only prayer in the 31 chapters of Proverbs, 31 chapters, only satu doa, there's only one prayer, and this is the prayer. The prayer of, that is found. And so let mari kita do our opening prayer. Mari kita doa dulu. Yeah. Ya Tuhan, terima kasih kerana kita mempunyai kesihatan yang baik untuk dapat datang ke gereja pagi ini. Roh Kudus, sila gunakan message pagi ini menggalakkan kita dalam nama Tuhan Isa. Amen. So, Amsal 30, Proverbs 30, 7 to 9, ayat 7 7 sampai 9, it says here, dua hal saya mohon kepadamu. Jangan itu kau tolak sebelum saya mati. Jauhkanlah dari saya kekurangan dan kebohongan. Jangan beri kepada saya kemiskinan atau kekayaan. Biarkanlah saya menikmati makanan yang menjadi bagian saya. Ayat 9, supaya kalau saya kenyang, saya tidak menyangkalmu. Dan berkata, siapa Tuhan itu? Atau kalau saya miskin, saya mencuri dan saya mencemarkan nama Tuhan. So here, very simple, dua perkara saja. Cakap sama Tuhan, jadikan saya orang kebenaran. We are truthful. Yang kedua, terima kasih Tuhan. Cakap sama Tuhan, jangan saya sangat miskin, jangan saya ni sangat kaya. Too much. Because kalau kita sangat kaya, kita lupakan Tuhan. Kalau kita sangat miskin, kita mencuri, kasih nama Tuhan, we spoil God's name. So what is our prayer? Our prayer is kita berpuasan. I mean, we must be puas. Balance life. Kita punya our life, kita balance. Alright? So this message very important because I think dalam Singapura especially, we want many things. Kita nak banyak barang lagi. We want a lot of things we want. But two things only that we have to remember. Yang pertama, two things. Kita mesti ada kebenaran, ada integrity. Orang putih kata integrity. Apa tu integrity? Banyak. There are many ways to describe. Banyak way to describe integrity. Yang satu tu, kita punya honesty, kejujuran. Our honesty, kejujuran. And I think something we are very, very proud in Singapore. Kita punya pemerintah, kita punya government always believe kekejujuran. And like from the beginning, bila the PAP, I'm not promoting the PAP, but I want to say to you. That's why pakai putih ni. Mana pakai putih? PAP, right from the beginning, bila Lee Kuan Yew jadi kita punya Prime Minister, they say, oh, PAP, Member of Parliament, semua pakai putih. Baju putih, seluar putih. Rambut pun putih. And he say, kenapa putih? Pasal putih means kejujuran, pureness. That's why orang kahwin, perempuan kahwin, dia pakai putih. Pure. Tapi kalau dah kahwin 10 kali, ada polka dot, pakai hitam. Tapi all new bride, dia pakai putih lah. Cakap sama dia punya suami, saya pure. Right, you are the only man. You satu orang lelaki saja jadi suami saya. Saya tak ada lain orang, you know. Pureness. And I think this is something I am very, very proud of as a Singaporean. Adalah ada some minister kena tangkap and all that lah. But mostly, banyakkan kali, I think a lot of people, bila kita cakap saya, I am a Singaporean. You know, generally, a Singaporean businessman, semua boleh, kita boleh trust. So honesty banyak important. Bila kita do business, kita mesti ada honesty. So honesty is kejujuran. There's many times, banyak kali, apa kita buat? Apa yang kita buat? Macam for example, kalau kita salah, cakap kita salah. Say, I'm sorry. I'm wrong. Jangan berbohong. You know, you don't what do you call it? Lie. We learn to be honest. Let me tell you a story. Ada satu cerita ni, ada satu penumbang kayu, this woodcutter. Dia pergi hutan, dia nak potong pokok. And dia kayu itu pokok, dia punya kayu dia jual. Dia beri untung sikit duit untuk dia punya isteri dengan anak-anak dia. So one day dia pergi tepi sungai itu, dia potong itu pokok dengan dia punya kapak. As he was chopping, dia potong itu pokok, sekali dia punya kapak terbang masuk dalam air. Ada sungai, masuk air sungai. Aduh, saya punya kapak. Itu kapak tu very important. Tak ada kapak, tak boleh potong pokok, tak boleh jual dia punya kayu. So dia nak, dia duduk di sungai, tepi sungai tu dia nangis. Oh, dia say, oh, how I'm going to feed my children? Kenapa? How to cari makanan untuk anak saya, isteri saya? Dia nangis. Sekali, suddenly, an angel appeared, malakai. An angel, malakai, the angel appeared. He say, kenapa you nangis? He say, you know, saya punya kapak itu dah masuk dalam air, sudah tenggelam. And now saya tak ada, I don't have anything nak potong pokok. The angel says, okay, saya tolong you. So the angel masuk dalam air, sekali dia keluar, the angel come out, itu kapak, dia tunjuk ini, bukata, he says, bukata tengok, itu kapak tu emas, gold, the whole axe, gold, emas. Ini kapak you, is this your kapak, is this your axe? The bukata say, no, bukan, ini bukan saya punya. Oh, okay. Itu angel masuk lagi, air. Dia keluar sekarang, now the next thing dia tunjuk is silver. X, think of silver, perak, you know. Silver. Is this your X? Ini dia punya kapak. Dia bukan, ini bukan saya, ini bukan saya punya. Angel say, okay. Dia masuk lagi satu kali. Dia keluar sekarang, now dia punya kapak. Dia tunjuk bronze, is it make of bronze? Gangsa, make of bronze. Ini kapak yours. Dia tengok, bukan, no, this is not mine. Then keempat kali, angel masuk dalam air, dia angkat kapak, dia tunjuk ni. Yes, he say, yeah, ini kapak saya. Dia punya handle kayu, dia punya axe, yang itu iron, besi. He say, itulah saya punya kapak. Angel tengok ni, orang this book kata, says, you are really jujur, you are really honest. And because kerana you sangat jujur, empat ini kapak tiga, yang emas, yang perak tu, yang gangsa tu, semua I give to you. And that is a story, such a wonderful story, cerita ni, such a wonderful story of the honesty. Ni orang miskin, dia berkata, itu emas, you know, wah, gold, he said, no, bukan saya punya. You just think about it. Mana jumpa orang macam, where you can find orang mana orang yang sangat jujur, they are so honest. So this is something we learn. So you boleh orang miskin, tapi you still can be honest. And this is something kita number one we must do, integrity. Selalu minta Tuhan kasih saya seorang yang ada kejujuran. I have honesty. Number two, not lying. Tidak berbohong. I think telling lies. And I think all of us, from time to time, kita ada cakap bohong. Sometimes kita takut, we lie. But I say very dangerous. I still remember ada satu doktor, I think there are few doctors, during COVID-19. Mesti semua kena, mesti ada jab. Tapi ini doktor, dua doktor, I think dia tak percaya ini jab bagus. tapi orang yang dia tak ada jab orang, tapi dia kasih certificate cakap, oh, I have, this person has received the vaccination. Dia kasih certificate. So itu doktor berbohong. He lie. And I think this is very dangerous when you lie, bila you cakap dia, then they will spread the COVID. Of course, now ada banyak orang ingat, oh, itu obat, you know, the vaccine salah, is wrong and all that. But ini pemerintah, our government say you do this, we must not lie. And so you must tell the truth. So very dangerous. So kalau you are a driver, you lie and you say, oh, saya dah pass. I pass my driving. Habis you menunggang kereta, habis you langgar orang. Langgar tiang. Story told, there are some pilot no, aeroplane pilot. Tapi dia tak ada license to fly. Tapi dia still fly. Habis kapal terbang, habis lah. So this is very dangerous. So very important. So we must not lie. I think very, very important. Bila kita buka mulut, whatever we say must be the truth. Then people boleh percaya. Very, very important. Huh? Another one kita kata ni, ada satu cerita lagi. Ananias and Sapphira. Ananias Sapphira in the book of Acts chapter 5 ada cerita ni, husband and wife in the book of Acts. Dia jual dia punya tanah, the land, dia jual dia punya tanah. Habis itu duit semua kasih Peter. Tapi dia tak kasih semua. Itu Ananias, dia punya ini orang lelaki ni, Ananias simpan sikit duit. Habis yang lebih tu kasih Peter, Apostle Peter. And then Apostle Peter, the Holy Spirit tell Peter, cakap sama Ananias, you bohong, you lie. You have sold the land and then you said ni duit ni, itu tanah, ini duit semua from the sale. Tapi you ada simpan sikit. And Apostle Peter says, you tak ada pembohong saya tau. You don't lie to me. You lie to Tuhan. And bila dia buka mulut macam, boom, Ananias mati. 3 jam later, dia punya isteri Sapphira pun datang. And Peter also ask, tanya dia, itu duit, itu semua. Then he says, you are also going to die. Sapphira pun, she also jatuh, dia mati. So bila kita berbohong, in this case, the story, kita bukan bohong orang, kita bohong Tuhan. And very, very dangerous. So this is a story of Ananias and Sapphira. You will go back and read Acts chapter 5, okay? The third one, integrity, is kita punya reliability. Orang putih kata reliability. Reliability apa? Is keboleh percayaan. That means you can be reliable upon. Very, very important. Are you a reliable person? You know why I like to fly with Singapore Airlines? Because very reliable. But now I must tell you, MRT not reliable. Kita punya MRT aduh. Bila-bila boleh breakdown. Saya, my MRT rumah saya is a Thomson East 9. So new, baru. Sudah spoil. Very important. Reliability. Reliability is important. Sometimes kita pun, I know I like this, mee rebus. From my Bedok South Market. Mee rebus. Dia punya lazat, dia punya mee rebus, loh, aduh, bagus ni. Tapi dia punya makanan, dia punya food bagus. Mee rebus bagus. Tapi tak ada reliability. Dia suka-suka, dia buka. Suka-suka, dia tutup. So we do not know hari apa dia buka, hari apa dia tutup. So I say, makcik, can you tell me You hari apa you tutup kedai and hari apa you buka kedai? He say depend on me lah. Bila saya bangun saya happy saya buka lah. Aduh. Mana boleh macam ah? Ada orang ambil bas nak pergi makan dia punya merebus sampai sana tutup. Ha. So, you like that? I know. After that, I never go again. Because I don't know. Buka tutup pun datang. Tak ada reliable. Ha. So we all know. So pun ada hospital. Hospital pun ada hospital. Ada nama bagus. Ada hospital nama tak bagus. Itu Singapore General Hospital is sure can go home. Sure boleh pulang. Changi General is cannot go home. Tak boleh pulang. Okay, joking ni lah. Ha? Tapi Changi General bagus lah. Weh. Bagus. But I want to say, tapi don't know. Reliable or not. That's why I know SIA mahal sikit lah. SIA mahal sikit. But kalau boleh afford, ada duit tu, I fly SIA lah. Ha? Biar dia selalu take off on time, landing on time. Ha? So far as long kita tahu dia history of SIA, only satu kali crash in Taiwan. And that is because bukan pilot tak boleh fly. Pilot tak dengar apa tu, dia punya runway, which runway, yang kiri atau yang kanan. They take from the wrong runway. Habis ada construction work, kapal terbang hantam dia punya construction machinery, the plane crash. Bukan dia terbang tau, dia on the wrong runway. But apart from that, SIA, I would rather travel SIA. So, one of the important thing is, we need reliability. Doktor tu mesti reliable. Bila dia potong, when they do the operation, reliable or not? And kalau always kita tanya kawan, ini doktor, do you recommend, bagus tak? Is it good or not? So we want to go, because kita punya life, kita punya jiwa, no, our life. We want to make sure mesti ada reliable. Huh? So reliability sangat important. Bila kita nak beli insurance, bila kita nak terbang, kita nak pergi holiday, kita beli insurance. Is the insurance reliable? Sometimes kita bayar sikit, tapi bila kita nak claim, banyak susah. So, Iceland, I told you already. Huh? Pada saya punya bus overturn, saya punya anak lelaki saya, dia punya handphone, $2,000 Samsung. Sudah smash. Company, insurance company, mau bayar RM50 saja. RM2,000 dia nak compensate RM50. What kind of company it is? Then I remember saya kena pickpocket di Poland, negeri Poland. Ada 300 euro dalam saya punya wallet, kena pickpocket. So police station report, balik Singapura, saya claim insurance. So I claim 300 euro. AIG, you know AIG, this company, AIA punya company, AIG. Dia kata sama saya, dia write to me and says, kenapa you claim 300 euro saja? Habis dia punya wallet, dia punya itu wallet, kenapa you tak claim? Betul lah. You tell me mana company, you claim 300, dia mau potong kasih $100. This one, dia tanya kenapa wallet, itu wallet you tak ada claim. So you beli wallet berapa tahun you dah pakai? I say, this wallet I buy about 5 years ago, 5 tahun dulu. Oh, then I pay you half, boleh tak? I say, okay. I don't even know they going to compensate me for my wallet. Ini company, every time saya travel, saya selalu beli insurance from them. Sebab banyak reliable. Macam. Ha? So ini tour yang saya pergi ni apa ni China, I also go with this company EU Travel, very reliable. Dia punya hotel semua bagus, makanan semua bagus. Dia punya tour guide very knowledgeable. Ha? Tapi saya tak understand what dia cakap apa. I also don't know, kelabu lah. Dia cakap apa? very reliable. Another one about integrity is uprightness. And orang yang tegak. Orang yang tegak. I think you all got many friends. You know this person. You tengok ni orang, you know, orang yang tegak. I give you a good example. Saya solemnizer. Orang nak kahwin, saya dia solemnizer. So kawan saya, Roland, dia anak lelaki Jeremy, dia nak dia jumpa saya become dia punya solemnizer. Satu tahun, 1 year ahead, dia saya book. Saya cuba taruh my diary, I say go and jadi. Sekali COVID datang, kena COVID. So itu minggu dia nak kahwin, hari 6 I think they want get married. I kena COVID Monday, hari Isnin. Kena COVID. So I say, hey Roland, I cannot solemnize punya anak punya wedding. Roland say, never mind. Kita doa, we pray and ask God that you will be okay by hari 6. By hari 1, I kena. Nah. So, hari 3, I say, Roland, I check, saya test, still ada COVID lah. I say, never mind. I tell you, you dalam dunia gereja ada lain orang jadi solemnizer tak? I say, ada, ada. I say, okay, you tell the person stand by. Kalau you still tak sumbuh, you still not heal, then he take over. So I call another solemnizer, saya punya gereja. And I say, Andrew, you tolong I, because I'm solemnizing tapi I kena COVID. But if I still tak sumbuh, still not okay, you do for me. Hari Jumaat, Friday, hari kelima, I check, alamak, still ada. Then the government kata, hari kelima, actually, you still ada, it's okay. Boleh, pasal dia agak-agak, dia punya COVID sudah less lah. So, it's good, you boleh. Tapi, genap-genap, pukul 11, hari 6, then you can leave your house. Tapi dia punya wedding, dia punya kahwin, wedding, pukul 10. Aduh. So, pukul 10, dia punya kahwin. Tapi saya boleh lepas rumah, boleh pergi COVID, solemnize pukul 11. Suruh 11. Satu jam saja. So, I want to do. I call Roland. I say, hey, Roland. Now, I 11 o'clock, pukul 11, I can leave. So I can do. But Roland say, but government say pukul 10, then you can, you tak boleh lepas rumah sampai until pukul 11. But now, anak dia nak kahwin pukul 10. I say, boleh postpone, boleh postpone pukul 11. Tak boleh lah, saya dah jemput orang semua. Alamak. Dia say, lemai lah, I go lah. Satu jam saja, Pak. And saya punya kawan, Roland, first class. Orang yang tegak. He says, Jeffrey, go. Satu jam atau dua jam atau setengah jam. You follow apa government kata. Government say, pemerintah say pukul 11, pukul 11. You cannot leave. Pasti satu jam. I know you satu jam, but it's okay. So after that, saya tengok kawan saya ni, orang yang betul tegak. Very upright. Even 1 hour, he says no. Itulah orang yang Tuhan suka. Very, very important. Person who is upright. And the last one is character. Tingkat laku. Sifat. Kita punya character. Very, very important. Today, kita banyak orang. Anak-anak kita, cucu-cucu kita, all very clever. Dia intelligence dia ada. Dia clever, pandai. Dia very clever. Tapi yang very sad is dia punya character. Dia punya character. I still remember rambut dah putih. I take bus from Mandarin Garden. So I naik, wah, semua bus full. Habis ada satu young man. I think dia secondary one or secondary two. Itu seat, dia tu, the seat is for senior citizen. Dia duduk di sana. Dia tengok saya. Nothing happen. I mean, he maybe pergi sekolah yang bagus sekali. Tapi tak, dia punya sifat, dia punya tingkah laku, I don't like. Because he doesn't respect the elderly. I went to China, selalu dia respect. Although dia tak orang kaya, tapi dia may not be very clever, but dia ada respect, ada honor, ada hormat. I think this is something very, very important. Character. Huh? So that's the first one. So, apa Tuhan yang perkara, the first perkara, the first thing yang very important is integrity. Tuhan says, agar ni apa ni, the writer says, Tuhan kasih saya sama satu tu, saya kasih saya kebenaran, give me integrity. Yang kedua tu, he says, give me a balanced life. Balanced life tu apa? Kehidupan yang kepuasan. That means help me to be always happy. Don't want, jangan sangat kaya, jangan sangat miskin. Just cukup. Hari-hari makanan cukup, cukup deh. Tak payah too many things. So what is contentment? Apa tu yang kepuasan? Nombor satu, dia tunduk menerima apa yang diberikan. Apa Tuhan kasih, kita terima. We just receive what God give to us. And jangan termohong. Huh? Termohong, you want everything kawan ada, you also want. Yang kedua, selalu bersyukur, menikmati belas kasihan sekarang. We enjoy God's mercies every morning. Hari-hari boleh bangun, boleh makan, boleh, kalau kita boleh jalan, boleh tidur. I think simple things. Ini kita mesti terima kasih Tuhan. Yang ketiga, ia menyerahkan masa depan di tangan kebijaksanaan Tuhan yang tidak pernah salah. So kita punya in the future, masa yang depan, kita serahkan kita punya jiwa, serah everything. Tuhan, kita punya jiwa dalam tangan Tuhan. Tuhan jagakan kita. We surrender. Bila kita buat ini, when we do this, kita ada pengan, kita ada peace of mind. So this is something very important. Apostle Paul says, saya tahu, jadi, I know, Paul says, saya tahu jadi rendah dan saya tahu berlebih-lebih. So Apostle Paul says, I know, I ada sikit, but sometimes I also got lebih, pun dalam semua perkara yang baik, saya sudah belajar, saya dah belajar hal kenyang dan saya pun ada lapar. And saya dan hal kekurangan pun. So Apostle Paul says, sometimes saya ada sikit, sometimes saya ada lebih. Sometimes saya kenyang, sometimes saya lapar. Tapi semua saya terima kasih Tuhan. So Apostle Paul ada what we all call, dia ada kepuasan. Satisfaction. Satisfaction. Ada satu orang kata sih, saya tidak mempunyai kasut dan saya mengamuk until sehingga saya jumpa, bertemu dengan seorang yang tidak mempunyai kaki. You tak ada kasut, okey. Tapi ini orang lagi lebih worse. Dia tak ada kaki. Ha. So this is something kita, when we think about this, kita berpuas hati. Kita tengok. Ha? So we learn to be. Contentment makes a poor man rich. Discontentment makes a rich man poor. Kepuasan membuat orang miskin kaya. Ketika puasan membuat orang kaya miskin. So, kalau you orang kaya, you want more, lebih lah, you know. You won't be happy. And you always need more. But a poor man, he says, anything you give to him, dia terima kasih Tuhan. And in conclusion, John Wesley, dia dah, he's a very famous person. Orang Methodist would know John Wesley. John Wesley start, dia dengan dia punya abang, start the Methodist Church. John Wesley says, earn all you can, save all you can, give all you can. Apa makna dia? Untung semua yang kita boleh, simpan semua yang kita boleh, berikan semua yang kita boleh. Ha. So, untung lebih tak apa. Oh, good. Untung lebih. Tuhan bless you. Tuhan pengen you. You boleh untung lebih. Bagus. Tapi simpan pun. Keep lebih. And buka hati besar. Berikan. Give away. Masuk pun je. Ha. Ha. So, very important. All this kasih. So, very, very important. And so now I must tell you this. You know, kita dah tua. Apa kita have one day, apa kita, duit kita, rumah kita, all the jewelry, everything kita ada sekarang, one day we have to give away. Give away to anak-anak kita, kita punya daughter-in-law, son-in-law semua. We have to give away. Kita tak, we cannot bring with us. So especially now kita dah tua, more importantly, we must learn to give away. Dia kata, orang putih kata, declutter. My friend, kawan saya baru pergi China dengan saya. Dia tengok satu painting, Chinese artist lah dia draw. Very nice. Tapi dia beli. I said, John, kenapa you beli ni? He already 73 tahun. He said, no, I like this lah. But I said, you anak perempuan dua tu, belum kahwin lagi, dua anak perempuan. Do you think they like this? I don't think so. And then why you beli? He said, no lah, I just buy because I like to see. I suka, I like the painting. So dia beli. And I said to him, how much you pay? They pay $8,000. Singapore dollars. And I say, you know something? Your daughters, when you die, dah mati, your daughters, they don't think about $8,000, bukan dia punya duit, it's your money. You know what, dia kasih kawan, nak kasih, macam Santa Claus, nak kasih kawan. They don't like all these paintings semua. They like other things. But they still collect. Dia punya rumah, banyak painting. Dia beli rumah besar so that dia boleh taruh painting semua di sana. But you say, I happy what? So I happy, okay lah. So this is something we always tell ourselves. Now kita dah tua, apa can we just give away lah. So we're giving away a lot of things. So learn. But you but you want to give away anything, check with me first. I mean, what? So back to apa kita belajar from Proverbs 30 ayat 7 sampai 9, dia punya conclusion. Dua perkara kita, two things kita minta kepada Tuhan. Number one, truth, integrity, kebenaran. Right? We truth. And yang kedua, kita perkara yang most important, kita nak Tuhan. We don't want the things. We want Tuhan. We want God. God Himself. Kita mesti masa Tuhan dalam hati kita. We want to have God. Bila kita ada Tuhan, kita ada segalanya untuk kehidupan kita. When we have in God, we have everything. Why? Because dia bapa kita. God is our Father. Mari kita doa. Ya Tuhan, tolonglah kita untuk menjalani kehidupan yang jujur dan kehidupan yang berpuasan. Bantulah kita untuk mengingati bahawa kita boleh dapat kepuasan hanya dalam diri-Mu. Dalam nama Isa, amen. Thank you. Praise God.